What did they call that place? Did you ever hear names for it? You know what the Blind Tiger was?
No. They just called this place the Stump. Uh-huh. You just pulled over on the side of the road, walked out to the stump in the woods a little bit, and you left your bottle there and your money, and you left and come back about 30 minutes an hour, and your stuff was there. Nobody knew who it was. No, I'm sure some people did.
Did you ever make something your own?
No, they never did that.
The folks around the house couldn't make something at home?
Never made no homebrew, never made no homebrew that I know of.
Okay. But you said in your garden you raise your own
potatoes?
Okay, or what else? You raised all of your...
All your vegetables.
Okay. Call that your homegrown
vegetables?
Yeah. They tasted always better using the stuff you got at the store too, didn't they?
Oh yeah, fresher, a lot more flavor to them.
What about some? Okay, now you would crush cane and boil the juice and make
syrup. Cane syrup.
Okay.
Yeah, that was good. You eat that on our waffles all the time, pancakes.
Anything else? Sorghum.
Well, they made sugar out of it too, but we never. We just the syrup.
You ever have molasses?
Well, that's what we call them. Yeah, it was molasses syrup. Yeah, that's what we call
them. Would you ever use that for sweetening or put that in any names for sweetening syrup and molasses?
No. We just mainly use that on. Pancakes and
Well, you got that sugar syrup, and then you got.
Well, all of it would settle in the sugar if you didn't use it. She used to make. I'm thinking back now. She used to make some kind of rock candy out of it too. If I remember right. And how she did it, I don't know.
It's not to say something about imitation syrup, you say it's
real syrup.
Genuine,
yeah.
Yeah. Now, your mother used to make, what would she make in the kitchen? You said she'd make jams or take the juice out of fruits and make what?
Jelly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What would you have on the table just to season food with? You had
salt. We very seldom used pepper. Because Daddy's awesome. He didn't like pepper. So we didn't have much pepper around the house. Didn't use much in the cooking either.
Yeah.
Was it only just salt? That's about it.
Were there places around here, Craig, where people raised a lot of apples or peaches or something like that?
Well,
every farmer would have a
lot. There's a lot of pears, pear trees. But as far as apples go, no, not down here. A lot of pecans, a lot of fig trees.
Place where they raise a lot of pecans would be a what?
Pecan orchard.
They have a lot of them.
Yeah, they still have quite a few of them down here.
Yeah, in fact, Texas is challenging my town for raising the most pecans.
Oh yeah?
I think so.
I don't know how they come out.
Well,
Texas used to be down in this area, used to be a big pecan raising area. I think Port Arthur was started by mostly pecan orchard. But, a lot of land was sold out and divided up. But I know four or five big pecan orchards that I've seen myself.
Now, your brother might come in with some fruit or something like that, and you'd say, if he had some apples, you'd say,
you got to share it.